So how did the idea for this film all come about? I mean, you wrote the screenplay and you directed it.
So this is based on a really famous old short story by Ambrose Bierce, one that I really love. And I wanted to take it and then sort of adapt it into the future without giving too much away, because it's a famous short story with a twist ending. This one took place, you know, the original took place sort of in the Civil War era, and this ours takes place during a future revolution. We kind of created like a dystopian look and feel and sort of environment. So it was just inspired from this short story and then adapted to the future.
So as far as the look, are there any films or, you know, video games or anything like that that you kind of drew inspiration from for the look?
Sure. I mean, I this is probably an overused reference, but I really loved Children of Men, like that. That's sort of very handheld, long take, that look and feel. We use a lot of all-natural lighting. Milos, the cinematographer, shot on Arri Alexa, which is really cool. We try to make it as real and visceral and close up as possible when we're sort of in this sort of prison situation. And then as the turning point happens and there's some movement in the plot, the whole shooting style changes to from less rigid and close up to very wide and very handheld and very fluid.
And how difficult was that to edit? Did you have like that idea that that's how you wanted to do it? How did that all come together?
The editing certainly took a lot of finessing. Brian Denny was our editor. We try to, obviously you've seen it, like that moment, we kind of have to walk a fine line. Like, we don't want to give too much away, but I wanted there to be a very subtle difference in the cinematography when that moment happened. And, hopefully, if you go back and watch it again, you'll be able to pick up on it. But a lot of what we did in the second part of the short was meant to sort of be subconsciously recognized to make you think there's a little something off.
Okay, how do you want this film to affect someone that watches it? Like, if someone came over to you and they said exactly what you would want, what do you think they'd say and why?
I want them to think. I think that for me, like the original short story and now this, the sort of feeling that, I mean, you're obviously going to feel shocked and you're going to feel kind of misled, and that's sort of the fun part about this short. It's, we are trying to deceive you. But I think for me, what it was really about is that moment between life and death where your brain can essentially, you say that this happens with near-death experiences and all that, but your brain sort of can take on a life of its own and create an alternate ending, or create a beautiful ending, or create a terrible ending. And that's what I wanted to explore with this film. What is that millisecond stretched over, whatever time your brain creates between living and dying? What does that look like? What does it feel like? How would we sort of imagine it? And this is just how I, imagine that split second going. It could last hours. There's going back to like the moment between life and death. Like, they say that time obviously doesn't exist in your brain. So literally, if you've ever been in some sort of a traumatic experience, like a car crash or robbery or anything like that, you'll remember it. A lot of times you remember it like as if it happened in slow motion, and that idea is one that I think is really important for this short film and this story.
How do you want this film to be remembered in, you're a young guy, but in your legacy moving forward, like, how do you want this film to kind of like set you up?
Sure, I mean, I definitely would like it to set the precedent for my style in terms of performance and in terms of visual taste. I think what I hope to show in the next couple projects, I'm working on a feature now, I want people to say, like, wow, that looked amazing, or wow, that was really visceral, that was really close up, and I felt like I was there. Like, I rather than to work, everyone sort of just looking on and watching it happen, I want you to feel like you're in there. There's a moment in the film where we go to all black for like 15 or 20 seconds, and it, we rely entirely on sound design, and which is a really, really key element this short. And I'd love to do more stuff like that, long takes, going into black, or going so close up that you can't see what's happening around you, and you have to literally just kind of read the character's expression and make that, have that dictate how you feel about what's going on.